A member of the armed forces faces a dishonorable discharge and a possible criminal prosecution after colleagues noticed an SS tattoo on his back. The news comes after Defense Minister Martin Bartak ordered a crackdown on neo-Nazi sympathizers in the Czech armed forces in the new year. Rob Cameron has more.
The Czech authorities were spurred into action in late December after it emerged that two members of a Czech unit serving in Afghanistan wore SS symbols on their helmets. They were immediately discharged from the army and their commanders suspended. The latest offender, a driver based at a barracks in Strakonice in South Bohemia, faces a similar fate. The story only came to light during swimming practice, when the soldier, who served in the army for 10 years, stripped down to his swimming trunks, revealing the words Meine Ehre heißt Truhe in Gothic letters tattooed on his back. The phrase, meaning My Honour is Loyalty, was the motto of the Waffen-SS. The man also wore a ring with a swastika attached to a chain around his neck. Defence Ministry spokeswoman Jana Ružičková had this to say to Nova Television.
At present, we're working on a proposal to strip him of rank, which in practical terms would mean his immediate discharge from the army with no recourse to compensation.
So why would young Czech men serving in their country's armed forces glorify the very same foreign power that brutally subjugated their own nation 70 years ago? Zdeněk Zbožil is an expert in far-right extremism.
It's impossible to say that they have a low intellect. They have a relatively high intellect, but they are completely disorientated in value orientation, you know, in values. It's a problem. And the people who have been involved in this many incidents have been soldiers on the lowest level, but also officers. These people in Afghanistan who had the Nazi or SS symbols on their helmets have been officers.
Which is extraordinary, because they must know the history of this country. They must know that Hitler wanted, after the Jews and the Gypsies, Hitler wanted to kill the Slavs as well.
Yes, I'm afraid that they don't know the history of our country. I teach on the three private universities, and what surprised me so much is a lack of knowledge about the history of Czechoslovakia and also the whole Central Europe. If I ask my student on the history of Germany, they don't know anything.
Zdeněk Zbožil does not believe neo-Nazi extremism is rife in the Czech armed forces. He also believes it should be up to the commanding officers and not politicians or the defense ministry to monitor their troops for neo-Nazi sympathies and, if necessary, take the appropriate action.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, Prague is one of a few sites in Europe